You're listening to Make Business Personal, a podcast for leaders and business owners who want to change the way we define success in life and business. I'm your host, Kylie Peters. Today, we are talking about time management, and we are joined by the lovely Jenna Pichet. Jenna is a time management expert helping women business owners get more done during the day so they can prioritize life outside of work. And Jenna is also a guest speaker in our accelerator program for women business owners. And she's going to give us the down and dirty, the lowdown on what we need to know when it comes to time management. So thank you so much for joining us, Jenna.
Thanks for having me, Kylie. I'm excited to be here.
I'm pumped. All right, lady. So you are joining us for the Accelerator program. Give us just a range of the topics that you are covering when it comes to time management.
Absolutely. So as female business owners, if we're just getting into business or even if we've been here for a little while, there's really four main topics that we need to work through when it comes to our time. First and foremost, it's our expectations and our mindset, right? How we approach our time is extremely important. If we feel like we need to do all of the things, we're always going to be overwhelmed. We're always going to feel like we can never get it all done. So we really talk about the value of a minute, the value of an hour, what deserves to be on your calendar and what doesn't. And how you decide that, how you filter that out. We also tend to think that we can get more done in a day, but we underestimate how much we can get done in a week, 2 weeks if we're really focused. So we talk about those periods of time and how to really leverage them to make the most of it. Then we also talk about calendar control. These are the really tactical tips that come down to scheduling. Right? So what are you going to get done when? And what are your core activities? How do we make sure that you are moving your business forward while still having a life? Because it turns out that having fulfillment outside of work really does fill you up in work and really light your fire there too. And it's good for a well-rounded life in general. We'll also talk about habits and systems. So it's great to know what we need to do. It's great to control our calendars, but really we move mountains by the little consistent actions we take every day. So we'll go through what are the kinds of habits that we as business owners really can benefit from, and then how we put those into a process that make us work like clockwork every day to make progress. And then the final thing we're going to cover is mastering focus. This is one of the things I hear from all of us, that we procrastinate, we struggle, we set aside this time to do the work. And then when it comes to do the work, we have a really hard time focusing. So we talk about the things that distract us, how to prevent those distractions. But I also bring in some different biohacks. So when you actually sit down in your chair, how can you make sure that your body and mind are prepared to do the work?
I love all of that. Like, yes, and to all of that. I mean, who doesn't need that? I want to get into all of the details right now. But we don't have time to get into all of the details. But let's talk about a couple of things, right? So we're talking about this whole range of topics that entrepreneurs, and we're specifically talking to a lot of the ladies, need to know when they're running their business. So you just talked about a couple of things we're going through in the program. Can you give us like three specific things that entrepreneurs should focus on when they're trying to tackle their time management and running their business?
Yeah. Well, the first mistake I see a lot of us making, and I am guilty too, is we actually don't set a start and stop time for our day. You know, and I call these guardrails. We have these on the road for a reason, right? They keep us from careening into danger, but we don't put them on our calendar. And as such, we do run into dangerous territory when we don't know when we're starting and know when we're stopping. You know, Parkinson's law states that work can expand to the hours that we allot for it, but alternatively, it also contracts to the time that we give it. So we can really use this to our advantage in saying, if I'm going to start work every day at this time and end work every day at this time, now we know. Now we have a set time. And really, when we're kind of under that pressure and under the gun, I'm not going to work after this time, mm-hmm. it really does make us get more done because we don't think, oh, I can just do that thing when I'm sitting on the couch watching Netflix later, or, oh, I'll get back on email after I put the kids to bed, or whatever the thing is, right? When we actually shut it off and hold that boundary, we're so much more productive because we know we have a deadline.
Yeah. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. All right.
Yeah. So that's mistake number one that we can fix super fast. Mistake number two, I think, is that we tend to think we can tackle, I mentioned this before, so much in a day, right? You write down your to-do list for the day and you might have 5, 10, 15 things on that mm-hmm. list. And you think that you can get them all done, or maybe they're just what's top of mind, but then we get overwhelmed. Our to-do lists really are some of the reason that we get so overwhelmed and procrastinate, is because we have this emotional baggage that we carry around with all the stuff we need to do. And then that keeps us from doing the stuff we need to do, right? Mm-hmm. So I recommend a list of three things. You know, if you only get three things done today, what are those three things? And they should be put through the filter of what's important and timely. You know, what's really going to move the business forward, knowing the 80%, the 20% of activities that produce your 80% of results. Or even if you're familiar with the book, The One Thing, it's an amazing read. Mm-hmm. But the question is really, what is the one thing that I could do right now that would make anything else, you know, obsolete or irrelevant? And those are the things we should be focusing on. The other things that should make that list are, you know, things that are going to move your goals forward. Sometimes we get so stuck in the busy work that we don't actually get to the meaningful work that's going to move us forward. Mm-hmm. And those are the things we need to focus on rather than the 10 other things on our list that, you know, are just top of mind. So I think really focusing in on the here are the three most important things I need to get done today can really move mountains for us. But it's the mistake I see a lot of people make.
Yeah. And just to add a little note, like, such a good point in terms of focusing on the things that move mountains, and then that the other list, right, of all the things that might still need to get done, like that's a great opportunity to delegate, right?
Like, absolutely. And we're going to talk about the Eisenhower matrix in this course. So when we look at the matrix of what's important and timely, what do you do, schedule, delegate, or drop altogether?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I love the Eisenhower matrix. Okay. Third thing.
Absolutely. So I would say the other is thinking about the kind of business owner that you want to become and the sorts of habits that that person already does. So Kylie, you did something related to your future self and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. Mm-hmm. And so when we're thinking about that future boss business owner that we're becoming, it's important to think about what are the kinds of things that that person does every day, and then how can we act as if we're already that person? You know, what's one habit that we could put in place such that we could become that person just by instilling this into life? This mm-hmm. is more of a long-term play, but I really think it's one of those where we can make so much progress when we really just start thinking about what does that future version of me do and how can I start stepping into that now?
Yeah. I love that. Like really embracing. I mean, you're absolutely right. Dr. Benjamin Hardy talks about, he has a whole book on your future self, but there's a lot of psychology behind, you know, and you know, even from a marketing standpoint, we would always say like you have to market the company you want to be, not the company that you are. Because if you never put forth the thing that you want to be, then you'll never become that thing. And that makes mm-hmm. a lot of sense that we apply that to ourselves as well. But that's a really good reminder. Thank you for that. All right, ladies. So there's a lot of things that we can be doing. We've got the three things. We've got, you know, channeling our inner future self. We've got all of these things that we can focus on. What is the one thing if listeners are tuning in right now and they're like, okay, all this sounds great, but if there's one thing that I should be focused on right now, what is the one thing?
Yeah. I think it's relentless removal. So many of us are so quick because everyone is telling us you should be doing this and you should be doing this. You should be on LinkedIn and you should be on TikTok and you should be networking and you should be speaking and don't forget to do all these other things. We keep adding to the list, but we mm-hmm. don't take anything away. And mm-hmm. so our calendars get so packed, our brains get so packed, and it's no wonder we're overwhelmed and, you know, exhausted. So I think that the quickest thing we can do to really help us get things under control is take a look at everything that's on our calendar and put it through the filter of, you know, is this one of the, you know, the 20%? Is this a core activity mm-hmm. that's really moving my business forward? If not, that needs to go. If it's on my calendar and it doesn't really fit my core values, I know you talk a lot about the values and making business personal. So if this thing does not fit my core values, it really shouldn't be here either. And then filter number three is does it light me up? Does it bring me joy? And sometimes this aligns with your core values, but it's those things that if this isn't bringing you joy and you dread doing this thing and it's not moving your business forward, move that off of there. Life is not meant, and running a business is not meant to be this like drudgery of a job, right? We started these businesses for a reason, for freedom in time, in money, but just to have some fun. And sure, there are things that we don't love doing, but if you're doing that every day, you're going to get exhausted and burn out. So I really advocate for removing three things every time you add one, because it just clears up the brain and the calendar so much faster for the stuff that's important.
Yet again, another great point. You know, I absolutely feel that. I think it's so easy. The art of saying yes and no is a lot harder than the concept sounds, right? Like, yes, we all know the words yes and no. But when we continue to say yes to things, you're right that we forget, one, that we can say no, and two, if we continue to say yes, then our filters and our calendars tend to get away from us. So that's another great reminder that just because we say yes to things doesn't mean that we shouldn't also take the time to go back and reevaluate and remove things as much as we can. I love that.
And a yes right now does not mean a yes forever. So it's important to reevaluate these commitments on a rolling basis. I recommend at least quarterly, but you know, do this twice a year so you can make sure that you are really lining up your time with your values. And in the Accelerator program, I'm going to share a script to help you negotiate out of the things you decide to remove and give you the exact words to say no without feeling guilty.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All the answers. I love that. All right, Jenna. So one of the things that we know in terms of running a business is it's a journey, right? And it's always, we're always learning. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing this work. Like, you're always learning something as an entrepreneur. Now, what is one thing that you wish you would have learned earlier in your entrepreneurial journey that you now know?
Yeah, I think it's two things tied together. It's asking for help and finding a community of people to go along the ride, go along for the ride with you. So I was really in my business kind of part-time as a side hustle for a year, but then full-time for 6 months by myself. And I felt like I was floundering. I had a ton of questions and I didn't really feel like I had a great place to go. And then the path lined up such that I came to an earlier version of what is now the Accelerator. It was a workshop. And I really found my community. I found my people and I found resources to ask all of my questions to without feeling stupid because nobody has all the answers. And I felt like I was supposed to as a business owner. But I found this community of women who are so helpful and had been where I had been. And if they didn't know the answer, they hooked me up with someone who did. And that was so helpful. And I ended up coming up with women that I just call and be like, hey, I've run into this personally in running a business. Like, my life has changed outside of the business in this way. How are you handling that? So I have found that having that community of female business owners has lifted me up so much and has helped me go so much farther faster because I have this group to run with.
I love that. And I feel so lucky that, you know, we've been able to play a role in as you've continued to build your business. And I think that's important for everybody. You know, there's a lot of different groups out there and community comes up all of the time when we ask people these questions. And you have to find the one that works right for you. And oftentimes it doesn't just have to be one, right? Many of us are part of multiple communities, but getting clear on what you're looking for from each one, I found to be super helpful. Just so you can be mindful of your time and the commitments that you make, right?
We can't say yes to all of them.
As much as we might like. You know, right. Yeah, I was just reading something on LinkedIn the other day about that too. And it's like, you know what? It's okay if it's not a yes right now. It might be down the line, but it doesn't need to be everything right now. So, okay. Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Jenna. There we go. We've got a couple of takeaways. We've got an action item. We've got a few learning lessons and we're moving on. So for anybody listening, if you'd like to learn more about the Accelerator program, you can learn more at RixAccelerator.com. We're launching new cohorts every January and every July. If you have any questions you'd like answered on this podcast, please submit them at mbppodcast.com. And as always, if you found this episode to be helpful, please leave a review wherever you're listening. Jenna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kylie.
Learn more about how to make business personal at makebusinesspersonal.com.